Greetings, my brothers and sisters, in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are so thankful to be gathered around his table of love. The Lord is always calling us into a royal feast, and he is reminding us that we are of a royal family. We are not of this world. And as he is, so are we in this world. He is of royalty. He is the King of Kings. And we must behave as such. We must have the attitude of royalty. We must speak with grace. And we must always remember who we are. The Lord has blessed us with this memory. And many times the enemy wants to make us forget our identity. But our identity cannot be taken away from us because we have a royal seed that is in us, and this seed is bound to breakthrough. The word breakthrough means to overcome challenges. The word breakthrough means to achieve what seems impossible. It also means to uncover an important discovery and to have something significant happen, to have a sudden advance in development, to achieve something great, to have an increase. All these words are attributed to breakthrough. And we have the incorruptible seed which Christ has sown in the elected lady. There is something deep engraved within this seed. It is called the royal law, which we will be given once the Lord has engraved us with his seed. We will have the breakthrough that our character is groaning for. This breakthrough will give our character the significant development to achieve a royal status and to increase in the stature of Christ. And we read about this royal law in the book of James, chapter 2, verse 8. It says, "If you fulfill the royal law according to the scripture, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself, then you do well." Amen. This royal law is to love your neighbor as your own self. Of course, it is easier said than done. First, we must understand who is our neighbor. Our neighbor is anyone who draws near to us, anyone we interact with, anyone that's around us. It could be your enemy, and this enemy becomes your neighbor, and you have to love your neighbor. We are easily able to love those who love us back. And it's so easy for us to love our own. But to love all those that come near us, those who we don't know, those who are coming against us, who are persecuting us, that can only be achieved by a royal breakthrough. It is the royal law which is encoded within our seed. Every seed of Christ must bear these fruits of love. And for these royal fruits to manifest, we are commanded to do what he tells us to do. There was a marriage feast that was taking place in the days of Jesus, and Jesus was invited to go to the wedding. And when he attended, they all ran out of wine. And in the book of John, chapter 2, from verse 5 to 7, it says, "His mother said unto the servants, whatever he saith unto you, do it. And there were set six water pots of stone, after the manner of the purifying of the Jews." And in verse 7, it says, "Jesus said unto them, fill the water pots with water. And they filled them up to the brim. Amen. It is only when they did as he commanded them to do, to fill the water pots, only then was the glory able to manifest. And so it is with us. When we fill our vessels with the water of his word, surely we will witness the power of transformation. We will witness his glory by following the instruction of our master. They were able to witness this glory, and this glory was ready to be revealed unto them, but they had to do what he told them to do. They had to follow his instruction, obey his voice. In John chapter 2, verse 11, it says, "This was the beginning of miracles which Jesus did in Cana of Galilee, and there he manifested forth his glory." Amen. This wedding of Cana was turned into glory. This regular feast was transformed into a royal feast. It was only a regular feast until Jesus manifested forth his glory there. It became a royal wedding. And the royal law, which is engraved in our seed, it will transform us. It will transform our feast. It will transform this wedding into royalty. Jesus instructed us to fulfill the royal law, as we read in the book of James. It is to love our neighbor as ourselves. It is to esteem each other greater than ourselves. And when we fulfill this royal law, which he commanded us, we will surely witness a transformation in our lives. And only then will our characters begin to advance. It will begin to develop into a greater royal character, from an earthly wisdom to a heavenly wisdom from above. This is exactly what happened to Joseph. Look at the wisdom which came to Joseph in the days of Egypt, when there was a great famine in the land. This wisdom made Pharaoh put Joseph to be in charge and to be above all. In those days, they were crying out for bread by reason of famine, just as they were crying out for wine at the wedding feast. They ran out of wine at the feast, and they ran out of bread in the days of Egypt. And just as Mary said, "Whatever he said unto you, do it," so was it also told of Joseph when he was in Egypt. In Genesis chapter 41, verse 55, it says, "And when all the land of Egypt was famished, the people cried to Pharaoh for bread. And Pharaoh said unto all the Egyptians, Go unto Joseph, what he said, do. Go unto Joseph, and what he saith to you, do." Amen. Both Mary, the mother of Jesus, and Pharaoh said the same thing. What he says to you, do. These same words were uttered throughout a span of time, and both of them had a breakthrough. They brought bread in time when there was no bread. They brought new wine when there was no more wine. It was a royal breakthrough. Joseph was the perfect type of Jesus. Joseph was to type royalty. But before he reached this status of royalty, he had to go through much pain, much difficulties, through much bitterness, even in his own house with his brethren. He went through much hardship in his own home. All the tribulation that he had to go through, whether it was from the pit that he was thrown in, where there was no water inside, or whether it was to be sold under slavery, or to be lied to, and someone bore false witness and gave an evil report by Potiphar's wife that he tried to sleep with her when he didn't. He only ran away and did that which was right. He was abused time after time. and he was put in prison. And being forgotten in prison for 2 full years over something he never did. Oh my, look at the challenges that Joseph faced. But something deep within him prevailed, because he was of the royal generation. The Lord had given him a vision. He gave him 2 visions, which were one. And that vision seemed impossible to manifest. These visions made his own brothers to hate him even more. These visions were visions of royalty. He dreamt 2 dreams that he saw everyone bowing down to him. And these visions seemed impossible because he was a slave, sold. Even his own father, when Joseph told him the vision, Jacob rebuked him, and he said, "How can me and your mother bow down to you?" And this dreamer, this Joseph, was put in the deepest pits, but God never left him. God remembered him. God remained faithful. God had favor, because God gave him a vision, and this vision would surely come to pass. He will manifest his royal destiny. Look at what Genesis chapter 41 from verse 38 to 45 tells us. This is the royal destiny of Joseph being manifested. It says, "And Pharaoh said unto his servants, Can we find such a one as this man, whom the Spirit of God is? And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, For as much as God has showed thee all this, there is none so discreet, none so wise as you are. You shall be over my house, and according unto thy word shall all my people be ruled. Only in the throne will I be greater than you. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph," in verse 41, "See, I have set thee over all the land of Egypt." And Pharaoh took off his ring from his hand, and he put it upon Joseph's hand, and he dressed him in fine linen, and put a gold chain around his neck, and he made him even to ride in the second chariot which he had. And they cried before him, bow the knee, for he made him rule over all the land of Egypt. Amen. The vision of Joseph came to pass. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, I am Pharaoh, and without thee shall no man lift up his hand or foot in all the land of Egypt. And Pharaoh called Joseph by a new name, Zaphnath-Paniah. And he gave him to wife Asenath, the daughter of Potipharah, priest of On. And Joseph went out over all the land of Egypt. Amen. What we just read was the vision of royalty being manifested. Pharaoh took off his own ring that was in his hand, and he put this ring upon Joseph's hand, and he clothed him with royalty. He was given the royal treatment. He was given a chariot for him to ride in the city, that every knee should bow to him. And so it is with our Lord Jesus Christ. Every knee will bow. For God the Father has given all authority into his hands. Just as Pharaoh gave to Joseph. Amen. Pharaoh was given a wife, and her name was called Asenath. This name means she belongs to her father. Joseph was given something that belonged to her father. And so did our father give our Joseph to be his wife. For we belong to our father, but we were handed over to our husband. And look at the fruits that the wife of Joseph bore unto him. His firstborn son was called Manasseh, and his secondborn was called Ephraim. The name Manasseh means to forget, Joseph named him Manasseh because God had made him forget all his misery, all his troubles, all his toil. He was made to forget. Amen. And he called his other son Ephraim because God had made him to be fruitful in the land of his affliction. That is the reason he named them Ephraim and Manasseh. No matter what affliction has come, no matter what hardship will we suffer, the suffering of this present time is not worthy to be compared to the weight of glory that will be revealed. God will give us the same fruit in our tree, the same fruits that Joseph bore, we will bear. We will have both, Manasseh and Ephraim. We will forget everything that hurt us in the past. We will forget all the hardships, and we will be fruitful in our land. Amen. As all things work together for the good in the life of Joseph, so did God promise the same to those who love him and to those who are called of the royal priesthood. Joseph's character transformed from someone who would tell his father all the evil deeds of his brethren. Look at that character being transformed. He had transformed into the Lord Jesus Christ, the real Joseph, whose love covered a multitude of sins, whose love covered his brothers. This royal law was manifested in the life of Joseph. This royal law to love his brothers, to love his neighbors, to love was manifested. And so it is going to manifest in our life, because this royal law is coded in our seed. This code will surely bring forth the fruits in our land. The Lord Jesus Christ is greater than Joseph, because he never shared an evil report to our Father. He covered us, he purged us from all sin, and he only told the Father of our good reports, of our faith, of our belief. He told the Father of our righteousness, which came by the blood of Christ. So let us always love our neighbor. Let us fulfill the royal law. Let us forgive each other as he has forgiven us. Let us be perfect as he is perfect in heaven. And let us do what he tells us to do, to fill our water pots with his word. Let us go to him and ask whenever we run out of bread, whenever we run out of wine, as they went to Joseph and asked for bread, as they went to Jesus and asked for wine. Mary went to Jesus and asked. Let us ask, and so shall we receive. And let us fulfill the royal law in order for us to have the royal breakthrough. We need this breakthrough. Let us always remember that the seed in us will overcome every challenge, just as the seed that was in the life of Joseph. Joseph had a breakthrough, and he became a royal prince in Egypt. And so will we have our breakthrough, because the royal law is in us. Amen and amen.